So today I'm going to share with you kind of the secret sauce of making decisions. It's been really effective for me, and I hope that it proves to be the same for you. I've referenced this a few times in my podcast if you've listened, but today I'm going to give you some focus time talking about interview with 82-year-old you. So growing up, I spent a lot of time with my grandmas, and I actually got to know one of my great-grandmothers as well. And I also got to know my great-aunt. So there were a lot of women around me growing up who were well down the road of aging. We had a lot of conversations about aging, how it went so fast. And at times, I could catch the regret that I would hear in their voices of things that they hadn't done. And it stuck with me. It would be a subtle comment about, well, it just wasn't in the cards for that to happen for me, or we never tried that, or, oh, I've never done this, or I've never done that. When you think about decisions through the lens of who you are becoming, it's a game changer. So let's first of all think a little bit about who you're going to be. You're going to be an old woman someday, or an old man. What kind are you going to be? So let's get a picture in our mind. Let's think Golden Girls. Which one are you? Sophia, Rose, Blanche, Dorothy. And are you going to wear a tracksuit, or are you going to wear a stylish outfit? Or are you going to have gray hair, or are you going to color it? I actually knew a pack of women at one point who all were over the age of 70, and they put purple strips in their hair because, you know, why not? So are you going to wear excessive amounts of perfume? Will we be able to smell you before we see you? Where will you live? Will you be an independent one fighting tooth and nail to stay living on your own? Or will you live in a senior-only community, riding around on your golf cart, living your best life? Why I ask you these questions is because I want you to get in mind the person that you're already becoming. You can't stop it. You already are this person. You just haven't aged to that stage just yet. So what will 82-year-old you know? And what will they say about the way that you've lived your life? These questions are hard to answer, but it's really important to consider. So when I was making the decision to move to the Pacific Northwest, I had this moment of complete clarity around a conversation with my 82-year-old self. And I don't know why 82 is an age that I resonate with, but it is, so we're going to embrace it. When I thought about 82-year-old me, I imagined her considering the decision that I had to make to move or not. I wasn't overwhelmed with fear, but I was plagued with the what ifs. What if this was the worst decision of my life? What if it left me bankrupt? What if I got out here and it didn't work out with my roommates and I ended up homeless? What if the cat went crazy on the trip out here and she ran away and I could never find her because I took my cat with me? That was a thought I actually had. What if my car broke down on the side of the road? What if I was miserable in my work? What if I couldn't get home fast enough? It was a lot of what ifs. But then I stopped and I kind of thought those what ifs through, and I thought about 82-year-old me, and I realized she would have thrown a fit if I hadn't have taken that chance because of playing out what ifs. Let me give you a little clarity on this side of it. I got out here and I loved it. I made it out safely. The cat was intact. She was a little frustrated, but she was still with me. I loved my roommates. I loved where I lived. I got a job that worked well for me and then got a better job. Things fell in place, and it all started when I took the chance of moving out here. But that conversation with 82-year-old me was pivotal. I reflected on it multiple times, and there have been multiple times since then that I've had a follow-up conversation. I am becoming 82. I don't like to think about that. Do I want to be kind? Do I want to be flexible? Do I want to adjust well to change? Do I want to be cranky? Do I want to be brave? I want 82-year-old me to look at me with pride in her eyes and saying, girl, You gave it all you've got, and I have some great stories I can tell because of your bravery now. A friend of mine recently said that he was very well aware that he didn't want to become cranky because he didn't want to be an old man that his wife didn't want to hang out with because he was so cranky. And I really resonate with that. I think we got to do some work now on who we're going to become, and that might be a whole nother conversation for another time. But when we are making decisions, if we pause and truly have a conversation with our future self, it'll give us some perspective to make the right call for us in this season. I do want to encourage you to practice some compassion. Can I first just say I'm really proud of you? You are enduring through a lot of change and transition. We have never been this age before, and it's easy to forget that once you become an adult. I remember being a kid, and I would imagine getting older and realize I'd never been 10 before. I'd never been a teenager before. But you've never been 39, 29, 49, 59. This is all new. You haven't traveled this path before. So you're doing great. Practice some compassion with the conversation that you're having with your imaginary self. When I think back on who I was in middle school or in childhood, oh goodness, I have a whole lot of compassion for that poor awkward girl. She was dealing with a lot. And when I look back with compassion, I can understand some choices that she made. Granted, there are times when I think, man, I wish you would have chosen more wisely, but I can't undo that. But right now, you're in the place that you can undo the choices that you're making. Now, please don't hear me say that you can be perfect and not look back with any regret. That's not realistic. But when you look through the lens of what is the best choice for me now and the best choice for me down the road, that helps make your decisions. So let's think through a few of them. If we're trying to decide how we steward our bodies, how we care for them, if we think through the lens of 82-year-old us, it might make us want to make some changes in how we care for our bodies. Now, don't hear me say that I think we want to be on a diet for the next 4 decades. That doesn't sound like fun to me. But we do want to move in such a way that 82-year-old us is able to move and still has some flexibility. When we're making decisions about our job or how we spend our time, we want to set 82-year-old us up for success. So that might mean changing occupations, changing our role, changing our habits in the workplace so that 82-year-old us, first of all, can retire, but also is financially stable. It also might change the way that we engage with a hobby. We might need to get one just so 82-year-old us has something to do when she's that age. It will change the way that we engage with the people around us. We want to have some friends. We want to be in connection with our family. We are becoming our older self, as odd as that is to say. So today, I would encourage you to have an imaginary conversation. Look 82-year-old you in the eyes and ask that person what decision you should make. And I think they'll answer with a whole lot of compassion and also some insight that the risk that you're considering taking just might set them up for a really great future. I hope this helps. It definitely changed the game for me. The conversation that you have with 82-year-old you might just help you determine what is your next move.